Several hundred British troops, the vanguard of a NATO monitoring force, begin arriving in Macedonia today to prepare for another Balkan peacekeeping mission. NATO ambassadors are continuing their discussions in Brussels on arrangements for deployment of the entire 3,500-member force in the former Yugoslav Republic. A peace agreement signed earlier this week ended a six-month rebellion by ethnic Albanians. Washington Post reporter Peter Finn is in the Macedonian capital, Skopje. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Alex.
What remains to be decided about this deployment?
The NATO ambassadors need to establish that there is a durable or lasting ceasefire here, and then they can approve a full deployment of 3,500 troops who could begin to start coming in sometime next week.
If this deployment indeed does go ahead, what role will the United States play in the operation?
Well, the U.S. military will be providing logistical and other support, but this is a British-led operation with troops from about 12 countries, though the largest contingent will be British. On a political level, the United States is planning to finance a media campaign here to generate public support for the agreement, which at this point is very weak. The Macedonian public remains deeply suspicious of the agreement, thinking of it as a sellout. They may also encourage the lobbying of parliamentarians who need to ratify this agreement for it to stick and for the disarmament process to go ahead.
How likely does it seem that the rebels indeed will turn over all their weapons?
NATO officials here who have been meeting with the NLA leadership and its political leader, Ali Ahmeti, seem increasingly confident the NLA is committed to disarmament. They have secured an amnesty agreement with only a number of small caveats. They have also secured promises that after NATO withdraws, because this is supposed to be only a 30-day operation, there will be a robust monitoring force from the European Union and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in the crisis areas so that there are no abuses by the Macedonian security forces as they resume their normal duties in those areas.
Washington Post reporter Peter Finn in Skopje.